The Sickle Cell Unit of the Tropical Medicine Research Institute at the University of the West Indies, Mona, has made tremendous contributions in sickle cell research and policy making in Jamaica for more than 40 years. Recently, the unit hosted the 4th International Conference on Sickle Cell in Jamaica, and on today's program we take a look at what the Sickle Cell Unit is doing to improve treatment for the disease and how the conference assisted in furthering that objective. Sickle cell is a genetic blood disorder caused by the presence of an abnormal form of hemoglobin. Simply put, hemoglobin is a protein that transports oxygen in the body. Now, unlike normal red cells, the sickle red cell cannot squeeze through the small blood vessels, and so the organs are deprived of blood and oxygen, which can be fatal if untreated. Now, the Sickle Cell Unit does research, clinical care, and education, which the recently held International Conference on Sickle Cell highlighted.
By all the reports, all the feedback we have had, it has been outstanding. We had participants from 11 Caribbean countries and territories, as well as participants from the United States of America, Canada, and France. What this allowed was that our patients, some parents, caregivers of every kind, doctors, nurses, and so on, were able to access the latest advances in sickle cell disease research and clinical care. We're able to empower our healthcare workers and empower our patients and parents.
Head of the Sickle Cell Unit at UMona, Professor Jennifer Knight Madden. Research presented at the conference has indicated that a cure for a sickle cell has been found.
What we do in gene therapy is that we take the bone marrow from the patient themselves. So we have colleague researchers who have actually taken bone marrow from persons who have sickle cell disease, adjusted it in the lab so that it makes fetal hemoglobin and give it back to the person that it came from. And then if it works, they now make fetal hemoglobin and their sickle cell is no longer a problem. So this is in fact a cure. It's still at the research stage, but very exciting.
While the cure is not yet policy, Jamaica has the next best thing, which is a treatment called hydroxyurea.
We found that it helps to decrease the chances of getting a stroke. It may decrease the chances of getting the first stroke, and it certainly decreases the chance of getting a second stroke, as well as it may, in some people, decrease the problems in terms of painful crisis and acute chest and things like that. So it's a very, very useful drug, and it is now available on the NHF because the NHF has added sickle cell disease to the list of diseases that are a subsidy.
Now, that's good news for sickle cell patients and their families. The Sickle Cell Unit continues to collaborate with partners such as the Pan American Health Organization and the Ministry of Health to update all Jamaicans on these latest developments.
This collaboration is getting the word out so that people can know about the research. Healthcare workers can feel empowered to look after people with sickle cell disease in every nook and cranny of Jamaica. So there's equity. People don't have to go far for care right at their health center, right at their local hospital. People are empowered. They have the latest guidelines. They know exactly what to do. And a part of our education is that we've updated our clinical care guidelines, and the ministry has bought like 200 copies for distribution to every hospital and large clinic so that people can get same level of care.
Head of the Sickle Cell Unit at the University of the West Indies, Professor Jennifer Knight Madden. So the government, through the Ministry of Health, is doing its part to improve its healthcare service delivery to Jamaicans. We also have a major part to play, such as dispelling many of the myths that are associated with the disease. To get more information on the work of the Sickle Cell Unit, you may call 927-2471.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy, the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.